The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Mentes. The Gemara brings over here a machlokes tanoim. The Mishnah says, somebody makes a neder that he's not going to eat anything which is cooked, mevushel. The Mishnah says, mutar betzli, he's allowed to eat tzli. Says the Gemara, that this depends on if we say halecha charloshim Torah or halecha charloshim le'odu. Because even though when people say something is cooked, they do not mean to include that something is tzli, something is roasted, because roasting is not considered cooking. However, the Gemara brings a pasuk that says that they cook the Karban Pesach. Now, the Karban Pesach is not supposed to be cooked, it's supposed to be roasted. So you see from the pasuk that when the Torah says the word bishul, it includes tzli. So the question now becomes, when somebody makes a neder that he's going to abstain from eating bishul, mavushul, does that include tzli or not? If you say alecha charloshin Torah, that we go after the way the words of the Torah, according to the words of the Torah, the word bishul includes tzli. So therefore, this person who made a neder and mavushul would not be allowed to eat tzli. However, the Mishnah who says he's mutar b'tzli holds that by nidorim halecha charloshin mine odom. We go with the way people speak, and when people talk, people say that something is cooked and something is roasted. Those are considered two distinct categories. Therefore, when someone makes another, and I'm a vushul, the Mishnah says that he's allowed to eat sleep. The Ran over here brings that these two opinions is really in reality a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshia in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Holchu b'nedarim achar loshim b'nei odom." That in Nidorim we follow the way people talk. And Rabbi Yoshia says, Holchu b'nedarim achar loshim Torah. When it comes to Nidorim, and someone uses a word, and the question is how to define the word, we define the word according to the way it is explained in the way the Torah uses this word. Says the Yerushalmi, what's the nafkemino, what's the difference between these two opinions? So Yerushalmi says, if somebody says, koinam yain, he makes a neder, he's abstaining from wine, she'eni toyim b'chag. He's not going to drink wine b'chag. On chag. What is chag? Chag literally is the holiday. However, the Gemara refers to chag asukos is chag. When the Mishnayos and the Gemara say chag, it invariably means the holiday of Sukkos. So the question now is, if somebody says koinim yain she'eni toyim b'chag, that he's not going to drink wine on Sukkos, on this chag of Sukkos, says the Yerushalmi, what is the halach? Is he allowed to drink wine on yom tov achrin shel chag, on the last day of Sukkos, which is called in the Torah, and we refer to it as Shmini Atzeres. So says the Gemara, if I hold like a Yoshia, Rabbi Yoshia says, Halecha Loshon Torah. In Loshon Torah says the Yerushalmi, Chag does not include Shmini Atzeres. Chag is only the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. Therefore, says the Gemara, says the Yerushalmi, that according to Rabbi Yoshia, if someone made this nether, he would be allowed to drink wine on Shmini Atzeres. However, in Loshon Le'odom, when people refer to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, the Yom Tov of Chag, which it means Sukkos, people refer to the entire Yom Tov together. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when somebody would say Koinim Yayin Sheni Toyim Mechag, he means to include even Shmini Atzeres, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he would not be allowed to drink wine even on Shmini Atzeres. We find in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sim Tofresh Sam Ches, the Mechaber says, when it comes to Leil Shmini, the night of the eighth day of Sukkos, Oyrim B'Tvilo, somebody gets up to daven, so he davens the Yom Tov davening. He does not say, Latite Nonimus Yoim Chag HaSukkos Dezeh, because it's not Sukkos anymore. Instead, the Mechaber says, he says, Latite Nonimus Yoim Shmini Chag HaTzeres Dezeh. Person says, Shmini Chag HaTzeres. And when he refers to the holiday of Shmini Atzeres, he adds the word Chag. On that, the Ramah says, Hagah, v'onu noigin, the minig of our minig of the Ashkenazim, she'ein oimrim Chag b'Shmini. Says the Ramah, we do not say the word Chag in davening. Why not? D'loy matzinu b'shum makoim, we don't find in any place, she'nikra Chag, that the word, the holiday, the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres is called a Chag. Torah says, it doesn't say the word chag. Elo oimrim shemini atzeres. Says the Ramah, according to the Ramah, and during davening, if somebody davens, he should not say shemini chag atzeres. And it would seem, according to the Ramah, he wouldn't say either shemini atzeres achag. He would not say the word, he would omit the word chag completely. He would not mention the word chag at all. That is the opinion of the Ramah. We have a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah if it makes sense to refer to Shemini Atzeres as Chag, or it's not possible to refer to Shemini Atzeres as Chag. So the Shari Tshuva over here on this Ramah, on this Halacha, brings down Aaron. He says the Ran brings Yerushalmi. What do we see from the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says that according to Rabbi Yoshia, if we want to explain what Lashon Torah is, so Lashon Torah in the Torah itself does not refer to Shemini Atzeres as Chag. True, when people say Chag, they refer to Shemini Atzeres together with the Yom Tov of Sukkot. However, in the Torah, the Lashon Torah Chag does not refer to Shemini Atzeres. So in such a case, it would make more sense, it would be more understandable, the opinion of the Ramah. This that the Ramah says that you should not say the word Chag when you daven on Shemini Atzeres, because the word Chag does not apply. True, people call it, but who cares about what people call it? When we want to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our tefillah, the Yom Tov that we are presently in, this Yom Tov is not a Yom Tov that's called Chag. It's the Yom Tov of Shemini Atzeres without the word Chag. So it would make more sense. According to the Ran would seem to be a proof like the opinion of the Ramah, not the opinion of the Mechaber. However, the Shari Tshuva brings down that there are those who say that when Chazal were misaking brachos, they were not necessarily misaking the nusach brachos according to the nusach of the psukim of the Torah. And therefore, it's very possible that when they're misakin the Nuscha Tefillah went according to the Loshim, the Adam, the way people speak. And when people speak, Yerushalmi itself says that the word Chag does include Shemini Atzeres. So if the word Chag includes Shemini Atzeres, therefore, there is a place to say, include the word Chag, and like the opinion of the Mechaber, which is actually the Minig. The Minig is Nusach Svar, Nusach Ashkenaz, different Nusachis, where to place the word Chag, but the common Minig is definitely to add the word Chag somewhere next to Shemini Atzeres, and that would be according to the Birkei Yosef, because by Nusach HaTfilah, the Chazal and Masakin, they established the Nusach according to Loshim B'nei Odom, and not according to Loshim Torah. The Chasam Sofer wants to suggest a different answer to explain that how it could be that we can mention the word Chag in HaTfilah, even though it's clear from the Yerushalmi that Loshim Torah, the word Chag does not refer to Shemini Atzeres. So the Chasam Sofer suggests that it really depends what we're referring to. Technically speaking, the word Chag does not necessarily refer only to Sukkot. We talk about, during davening itself, we talk about Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukkos. The word Chag literally means a Yom Tov, a holiday. The word Chag is not specifically limited to the use by the word of Sukkot. Generally speaking, when we say Chag, and it doesn't, the Gemara and the Mishnah don't say which Chag we're referring to, so we say it means Chag HaSukkos. However, Sokta Chasam Sofer, you cannot come along and say that Shemini Atzeres is not a Chag. Shemini Atzeres is not a Yom Tov. Of course, Shemini Atzeres is a Yom Tov. It's one of the Chagim. It's one of the Yomim Tovim that it says in the Torah. So therefore, just like we refer to Pesach as Chag HaMatzos, and Shavuos as Chag HaShavuos, and Sukkot as Chag HaSukkos, there's no problem to refer to Shemini Atzeres as a Chag. We could say Shemini Chag HaAtzeres. There's no problem referring to Shemini Atzeres as a Chag. So what does the Yerushalmi mean? The Yerushalmi means something else. The Yerushalmi says a person got up and said, Koinim Yayin Sheini Toyim B'Chag. I'm not going to taste Yayin, I'm not going to drink wine B'Chag. He didn't say which Chag, but still that's clear. That's clear according to all opinions. That when he says Chag, he doesn't say which Yom Tov he's referring to, he means the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So if he means the Yom Tov of Sukkot, that then says the Chasam Sofer, he means specifically the Yom Tov of Sukkot, because there the Chag doesn't mean its connotation, the meaning of the word is not Yom Tov, it's not holiday, the meaning of the word is Sukkot. If the meaning of the word is Sukkot, says the Chasam Sofer, the Yom Tov of Sukkot and the Yom Tov of Shemini Atzeres are two distinct Yom Tovim, they're two distinct and two separate holidays, and they're not connected to each other. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, we would say that Lashon Torah, according to the Torah, if someone said, I'm not going to drink wine on Sukkot, or someone says, I'm not going to drink wine on Chag, his neder would not include Shmini Atzeres. Although this is the opinion of the Chasam Sofer, however, we find that not everybody agrees with this hanocha, with this assumption that Shmini Atzeres is completely separate holiday that is not connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. We find the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Mitzvos Asei Kuf Samach Tes, the Rambam is discussing the mitzvah that says in the Torah, Basukos Teishu Shivaz Yom. There's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. We know on the Yom Tov of Sukkot there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. We also know that min haTorah there is no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is already a different Yom Tov. It's not the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres has no mitzvah, has no obligation, is not connected at all to sitting in a sukkah. However, this that we, in the minig of many people in Chutz La'aretz, is to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, is because of a halacha of Sveika de Yoima, that when it comes to any Yom Tov, we always keep 2 days of Yom Tov, because back in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they used to send shluchim, they weren't sure, people that lived far away from the Bezdin were not sure what day Yom Tov would be, so therefore they kept 2 days Yom Tov. So if every day is a Sufik, with what day of Yom Tov it is, the first day of Sukkot is a Sufik, whether it's the day before Sukkot. The second day of Sukkot is a Sufik, whether it's the previous day. So therefore the eighth day, the day which we call Shmini Atzeres, is a Sufik, whether it is really the seventh day, and it's really still Sukkot. So therefore the Gemara says that on Shmini Atzeres, in Chutz La'aretz, or places that keep 2 days of Yom Tov, a person should sit in the Sukkah, but you don't make a Bracha, because it's a Sufik Bracha, so we're not sure whether it might be Shmini Atzeres, so you shouldn't make a Bracha. However, the Ikar Halacha is, Meikar Adin Min HaTorah, there is no mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So therefore when the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, the Rambam should say there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. The Loshon Rambam is as follows. The Rambam says, Shetzivonu, we are commanded leishiv basukkah to sit in the sukkah, shiva yomim, 7 days, bimei hachag kulam, during the days of the Chag. During the days of the Chag, which like we explained means the holiday of Sukkot. Now, this language of the Rambam is a bit strange, because, as we just said, Sukkot is a Yom Tov of 7 days. If there's a Yom Tov of Sukkot 7 days, then all the Rambam had to say was that there is a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Why is it necessary for the Rambam in this mitzvah to tell me, you should sit in the Sukkah 7 days during Sukkot? There are only 7 days of Sukkot. There aren't any other days of Sukkot. And the Rambam over here is not discussing the actual mitzvah of the holiday of Sukkot. That's a separate mitzvah, where the Rambam discusses that there is such a Yom Tov called Sukkot, and that Yom Tov has, that holiday of Sukkot has 7 days. But that's not what the Rambam is coming to teach us in this mitzvah. This mitzvah is specifically a mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. Of sitting in the Sukkah, and the Rambam really, all he had to say was that there is a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah on Sukkot. This that the Rambam explains, that says there are 7 days, that's completely extra, completely unnecessary. So therefore, in the Sefer Mishnah Yavitz, by Rav Tzal Jolti, the Rav of Yerushalayim, wants to say that you see from this Rambam that the Rambam disagrees with what we mentioned before from the Chasam Sofer. We mentioned that the Chasam Sofer says that the Yom Tov of Sukkot is only 7 days. Shmini Atzeres is a new Yom Tov. It's completely not connected to the mitzvah of Sukkot. Says the Mishnah Siyavitz, the Rambam would seem to imply differently. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah of 7 days of Sukkot. Why 7 days of Sukkot? There aren't any other days. The Teretz is that the Rambam holds that there are really more days of Sukkot. There, besides four, the 7 days of Sukkot, there's really an eighth day. The Torah says it's Shmini Atzeres. It's the eighth day. It's also an extension of the holiday of Sukkot. It is a part of the Chag HaSukkos. It has its own name, Shmini Atzeres. But the fact that it's Shmini Atzeres doesn't make it not part of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. In fact, the Gemara talks about certain halachas that it might be considered an extension of Sukkot, but certain halachas, it's different than the rest of Sukkot. However, so the Rambam has to tell you in such a circumstance, the Rambam has to tell you there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. But the Rambam couldn't tell you there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah on sukkahs, because according to the Rambam, Shmini Atzeres is also a mitzvah, is also part of the Yom Tov of sukkahs, and that's clear that everybody agrees that there's no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, the Rambam had to say that the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah is only 7 days of sukkahs. Although only the first 7 days of sukkahs sit in the sukkah. The 8th day of sukkahs, which we call Shmini Atzeres, don't sit in the sukkah. So we would see from this, Rambam that the Rambam would hold that even the 8th day of sukkahs, of Shmini Atzeres, is in fact connected and is part of the holiday of sukkahs.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.